Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Is there anything worse than having to ask for a raise? Like, you wait like for the yearly review and you hope it goes well and you get some extra cash. But if it's not coming and you know that you're worth more than you're getting, how do you ask for it? Richard Dale Singh is the district president for Global Talent Solutions at Robert Half. Richard, how do I ask for a raise?
Listen, that's a very good question, right? So human nature, asking for money is always a tough thing. Recommendation number one is to be prepared. Understand two things. Number one, what the prevailing salaries are for the role that you're in your geography. That requires research. We do have information on that in our salary guide that can be helpful. The second thing you have to understand is what you're worth. Based on your performance, based on your experience, what is that valued at in the current market? Those two items will definitely give you more ammunition and more confidence when asking that question, can I have a raise?
You know, at the end of the day, though, we know, Richard, that sometimes your boss is just going to call your bluff or push back on you, right? I had a boss that he had a great line. I'll never be able to pay anybody what they're worth. Wow, that was a great line. Wow, that didn't get me any more money. What do you do with something like that?
What I would say is, you know, and we're talking about compensation, we're talking about asking for a raise, which has a monetary value. But don't just hold on to that raise, that dollar value. Look at what else is available for you in that company. Can it be offsetted with professional growth? Can it be offsetted with a bit more remote work versus on-site? Can it be offsetted with certifications that the company pays for, more vacation time? So when asking for a raise, and understanding it's a monetary value, be flexible. Because what you don't want is to leave an environment that you like, an environment that you have equity in, just because you're not getting paid a few extra $1,000s. I think there's an offset that employees needs to be mindful of.
If you've already had the conversation and you were told, like, we can't do anything at this time, or you got a minimal raise and you weren't really happy with it, how long can you wait till you ask again?
I guess that's a good question, right?
Yeah,
circle back.
That's the question, the ever popular question during that same conversation, right? If you're being told as an employee, this is what we can do currently, and here's the reasons why. So make sure you understand the reasons why. It is okay to ask, when would I be up for a next review, right? Okay. I'm willing to invest in you. I'm willing to invest in the company. I'm willing to invest in this role and responsibilities that I have. But I also want to know, when would you be able to review it again? Is it 6 months from now? Is it a year from now? Is it a bit longer? So that's a fair question.
I feel like if I went into our boss's office and I asked, when can I come back and ask for another raise, he would look me dead in the eye and say, never,
right.
Anna, never.
Understood. And look, that's obviously happening. If an employee feels that they're at a point where, you know, they're not going to get a raise and not be paid in alignment with what is currently out there for them, their skill set, right, and their local geography, and they've hit the ceiling in their role, look, I would say it's probably time for that individual to look for another opportunity. But doing all of this, it is incredibly important that the individuals, because now I'm going to speak on behalf of the bosses, look, just have an open, candid, transparent, planned conversation, right? Where it doesn't need to be unprofessional. It doesn't need to get loud. Be prepared. Like I said, understand what you're worth, understand what similar roles are being paid, and just have a conversation.
All good advice. Richard Dale Singh is a district president for Global Talent Solutions at Robert Half, and you can visit them online for more information and more tips at roberthalf.com.